This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, this just caught my eye. They say millennial. Okay, so, oh, that's a hard word to say, millennial. I'm sorry, millennials. And you don't even want to be called millennials. I really feel bad for the millennials. I actually am a fan of the millennials. I think the millennials rock. One is because they have to have the stupid name called millennial, and which doesn't make any sense. You should be a millennial if you were born on the millennial, right? Like, remember, the bicentennial was 1976. A millennial should be somebody born in the year 2000. So my son, Stone, he was born in the year 2000. He should be the millennial, but that's not it. A millennial is somebody who became an adult when we went into the new millennium. That's kind of stupid, people. Right? So we need to change that term, but we're not. And then, since people like to make fun of other people, we got all this tribalism, and everybody wants to think of their generation as better. People now associate the term millennial with you know, as a, you know, negative term. Oh, well, they're millennials. What does that mean? That means they're smart, they're energetic, they're computer savvy, they're, you know, living in a world of, we don't know what our future is going to be. No, they're lazy, and they feel entitled, and they, I don't really buy that. I really don't. And one of the reasons why I've, you know, changed and educated myself on millennials is because I teach millennials. I teach students that are adults. I became adults, right, during the millennial period, I guess. And they're some of the hardest working people I've ever seen. The biggest problem I think millennials have is they don't have a clear-cut picture. None of us do, but something a little crispier of what the future is going to be. They have no idea what healthcare is going to be. Like, they don't know if their college degree is going to be worthless. They don't know if robots and automation is going to take over. I mean, me, I grew up in the 80s. Okay, so I'm an 80s millennial, okay? And so while I was trying to break dance, you know, and going, you know, singing to Michael Jackson, I knew I would have a job later. I knew there could be robots like Terminator, but that was like so far out into the future because the movie said not till the year 2025, right? Was that the year the Terminator movie said all this was going to happen? Like 2025? And Back to the Future said in the year 2015, we would have hoverboards, the Cubs would win the World Series, even though they were off by a year, and would get some microwave food that turned a little pizza to a big pizza or a hydrate or whatever the heck. But there were still jobs and there were still people. So we felt safe in the 80s that our future was going to be one such that we could, you know, navigate the world and, you know, live side by side with robots. That's not what the millennials have. The millennials, they don't know what the heck is going on. They have no privacy. Their data continually gets breached. They're always being warned of not to, you know, I don't know, do anything, post anything online, click a button. I didn't have to grow up like that. Now, many millennials, they don't know what to do when it comes to dating. I mean, you know, there was first base, second base, third base. It doesn't matter what base you go on, even if you're not even on the field, you could be accused of assault. And so, you know, millennials, that's tough. I would hate to be a millennial right now. That's why I respect the hell out of them. But this article came out saying that I guess they surveyed millennial men and women. And men said they need to make $118,000 a year to feel happy about life. millennial women said they only need to make $58,500. I don't know where they got these numbers. I mean, making $118,000 a year, that's nice, but it may not be very realistic. You know, there's a chart looking at the median income by state for a millennial. In Nevada, where I live, they say the median income is about $34,000 for a millennial. New York, you're looking at $42,000. $31,000 for Montana. $35,000 for Texas. Alaska, a little bit more, $40,000. But that's not a lot of money. So our millennials, who, you know, if we think back when we were their age, we wanted to, I'm assuming millennials are also listening to the show. So I'm sorry, I'm talking to the older folk right now. Okay, you can listen in. Millennials are, when I was at that age, I was thinking, okay, in my 20s, I'm going to try to buy my first house. I'm going to hopefully have a car and a kid or two and some pets. And you can't do that on $34,000. So it's interesting that men, 2 years ago, millennial men, said they'd be fine with $55,000. Now they're like, no, I want to shoot for $118,000. Maybe they're smarter. Maybe they realize that $55,000 doesn't cut it in this day and age. Rent is expensive. Houses are expensive. Cars are expensive. Insurance is expensive. Healthcare is expensive. And your job may not be that stable. True, unemployment is hitting a 50-year low. It's fantastic. But I think millennials do need to shoot for higher. Now everybody rips on them going, oh, look at that. They're entitled. They want to make that much money. No. I think they're being smart. I think they realize that you need to make the money while you can. Because if not, you can have a breakdown and lose everything. Well, he hasn't lost everything yet. I don't know what the heck is going on right now. So, you know, if you do see a millennial, right, don't smack them upside the head. Learn from them. They may actually be the generation that gets us through this mess that we're in and helps guide us older folk on what to do with our money, what to do with our job, and how to approach our futures. Because if they know how to set up and plan for the future when the future is this hazy, people like us that need everything spelled out and concrete and planned out and daily plannered, like we did in the 80s and 90s, we'll fly. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. United Blood Services is going to join us. They are Vitalis now. Can't wait to speak to Julie Scott. We'll tell you the latest on what's going on with their blood supply. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, we watch really closely as these natural disasters happen. We hear about earthquakes. We hear about floods, tsunamis, cyclones, hurricanes, and the people at work every single day. In and out 24/7 are these blood banks like American Red Cross, United Blood Services. Well, United Blood Services has now become Vitalant. And to discuss some of the changes and what's going on with our blood supply is Julie Scott and Tyler Patterson from Vitalant. Guys, thank you for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me here.
Always, always good. So, Julie, let's start with you. And what is your role with United Blood Services, or Vitalant, I should say?
Right. I am the Senior Director of Strategic Donor Marketing. So I actually sit in Denver, and I work with the marketing and recruitment leaders across our nationwide system of Vitalant. to really spread the good word of blood donation and encourage folks to help transform lives with us.
And, you know, it's amazing. First of all, bless you for everything you and your team does. You know, people don't realize that, you know, the average person doesn't think about donating blood. They'll do it during a disaster. But since we need blood every single day, it takes an effort every single day, such as what you do, to make that happen. We just assume there's going to be blood in the hospital.
That's right. You know, it takes, someone in the U.S. needs blood every 2 seconds, so that's 12,000 patients every day who need a blood transfusion. And as a system, we support 40 states across the country either by providing blood products to those states or collecting blood in those states. And each day we need about 5,000 blood donations from community members to ensure that we have a safe and ample supply to transform lives.
Absolutely. Now, I have a little marketing, and, you know, Tyler, you know, also is in marketing, so I love when us marketing people talk together. United Blood Services, I love the name because it showed united, how the states were united, and like you said, you guys service at least 40 states. Blood Services reminds us of blood. Vitalant, where did that name come from, and how does that play into blood?
Well, certainly. So this rebranding effort was a 22-month project. We did a lot of research with internal stakeholders, with blood donors, potential blood donors. And then about a year ago, we began the process to really search for that new name. And as we began looking at names, there's a lot of sameness in our industry. With blood services or, Lifeblood, Bonfils Blood Center, these are some of the names of brands that existed within our system. And quite frankly, blood is a very vital part of life. It's fitting that vital is part of our name. And then we have about 5,500 very talented employees across our system and very talented blood donors as well. So kind of bringing together vital and talent to make Vitalant really demonstrates what we do for our community, for our employees, for our hospital partners, and ultimately for patients.
I love it. I love it. I think the name is fantastic. And again, it's vital. And the blood's vital. So I think it's phenomenal. How do we get people nationally when, you know, they live in the neck of the woods and, you know, they're comfortable? And how do we recruit people to donate? Unfortunately, scare and fear seems to, you know, bring people to the blood banks. What's a good way for us to, you know, get more people involved?
Well, through this rebranding effort, we are investing in some advertising in across our system, but including markets like Phoenix and Denver, Spokane, Pittsburgh, really all over the country. And we have some statistics that show that 60% of blood donations come from people over 40. Mm-hmm. And nearly 45% come from people older than 50. So through our advertising efforts and our earned media activities, PR activities, we are really looking to inspire that next generation of blood donors while building those lasting relationships with the existing donor base that we have. Overall, across the country, not just for Vitalant, the donor base is shrinking. We knew we had to change and do things differently in order to attract new donors and also that younger donor base.
It's such a fluid process. Now, you know, because the show is national, I do have the opportunity to yell at people and nag. Is there any part of the country that's slacking that I need to say, hey, guys, come on, get your butt to the butt? Which part of the country really needs a good, you know, talking to?
Well, I think certainly all parts of the country need to be reminded that the need for blood is constant. And, you know, we are coming up, and I think Tyler's going to talk about this a bit more, but we have our memorial blood drive coming up for the shooting that took place in Las Vegas last October. And as you mentioned, a lot of times people will come out in droves after a tragedy has occurred. But mm-hmm. there are crises going on for families every day. A cancer patient who needs a platelet transfusion or an organ transplant recipient that requires hundreds of transfusions to get through that procedure. These are just a couple of examples, but blood is needed every day, and so we want to make sure that we're reminding folks year-round that mm-hmm. need is constant.
We're talking to Julie Scott, national brand leader of Vitalant, and Tyler Patterson, marketing and communications specialist. Tyler's in my neck of the woods, Southern Nevada. Tyler, man, you do some great work. What's going on in the southwest United States?
Well, like you mentioned earlier, we do have our UMC 1 October Memorial Blood Drive coming up. That's actually going to be this coming Monday, October 1st, to help us remember and honor the survivors, the victims, and the first responders of the shooting last year. If anybody would like to come down and help us pay our respects to all those people, that would be great. You can make an appointment for that on our website at www.bloodhero.com or give us a call at 877-25-VITAL. That's V-I-T-A-L. And we'll be happy to book you, get you in there, and take your donation.
That's fantastic. I teach at a university, and so a lot of the students want to help. And they come to me going, Doc, I've been kind of turned down because of my weight. And I guess there are certain weight specifications, and I'd like to say the same thing happened to me, but you guys have seen me. Trust me, I have too much weight. What are some of the restrictions on people versus who can donate?
Okay, well, speaking of high school students, you do need to be at least 16 years old to make a donation. If you are older than 16 but younger than 18, we'll also need you to sign off what's called a minor blood donor permit. So you'll need to have a parent or guardian with you to sign off on that. You do need to be at least 110 pounds and generally in good health. Other than that, if you bring your ID, make sure you're well hydrated and you have a good meal before you come, you're good to go.
Man, I think the last time I weighed 110 pounds was like the third grade. I'm joking. All right. No, but that's good. That's good. And then good health. So now, okay, so Julie, Tyler, this is a tricky time for you guys. We're going to be coming into flu season. We're coming into cough and cold season. And I hear this from people saying, oh, wait a second. What if I get sick and the symptoms happen after I donate blood? What do we tell people?
Julie.
Either one is fine.
Yes, we encourage folks that if they feel symptoms of cold or flu coming on within a couple of days after they've made a donation, that they call us at the number that Tyler provided, that 877-25-VITAL, and alert us that you have these cold and flu symptoms, and then we will do our part to ensure that blood is not released to the community supply.
Right, right.
And certainly if you're not feeling well the day that you intend to donate, it's best to reschedule that appointment and come in once you're feeling well and healthy.
Mm-hmm. And luckily we aren't in flu season yet, so if anybody can donate, now's the time to do it, because we need to start stocking up on blood. Julie, Scott, Tyler Patterson, thank you so much. We're going to shout out the blood drive helping the October 1 memorial and the victims as you guys were there in the trenches, and we really, really appreciate it. Thank you guys for all the great work you do with Vitalant, and we'll definitely have you back on.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, guys, when we come back, we'll tell you what's the latest in the Kavanaugh hearing. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
USA Radio News.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is set to hold a vote on whether Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh should be recommended for a full floor vote. The senators on the committee did have a chance to address the committee one more time, including Senator Lindsey Graham.
I know I'm a single white male from South Carolina, and I'm told I should shut up, but I will not shut up if that's okay, because I got here the same way everybody else did. The people in South Carolina voted for me and Senator Scott to be their voice, men and women. And I'm going to try to be their voice today.
Facebook said it recently discovered a security breach affecting nearly 50 million user accounts. The company said hackers exploited the View As feature, which lets people see what their profiles look like to someone else. Facebook has taken steps to fix the security problem and alerted law enforcement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. So, the Brett Kavanaugh hearing, I am just amazed at what has transpired over the last few weeks, and especially over the last 2 days. And so, we've been told that Senator Jeff Flake, a Republican from Arizona, has announced that he would vote to confirm Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. If Flake had been undecided, there's a chance that confirmation could not move forward. So with Flake's yes, 48 Republicans have pledged to vote for Kavanaugh. He just needs a simple majority to be confirmed. Democrats had hoped that the testimony yesterday from Dr. Christine Blasey Ford would have swayed the undecided Republicans. But it was, I think it was an absolute mess. I think the committee was as respectful as they could be. They made sure there was plenty of breaks. She wanted a Coca-Cola or caffeine. I don't know if they had coffee, but she asked for caffeine. They gave her some. They were very, very cordial. The Republican assault specialist who interviewed her, very, very cordial, complimented her, it was really, really touchy. It was really, really kitten-gloved. Whereas, if this was a courtroom, I think it would have been a lot more of a blood sport. And so, I'm not an attorney, but if I had been in the room, I would have just wanted some blatant yes-no Perry Mason moment type stuff, saying, okay, so you don't remember how you got there, you don't remember leaving, your witness, your friend who you were there with, can't testify, you don't remember all these details, but you, with 100% certainty, know it's Kavanaugh. That, and, you know, Dr. Ford tried to explain some medicine behind norepinephrine and epinephrine, putting memories into the hippocampus, but I guess the neurotransmitters didn't work on a lot of the other key details. Now, in her defense, right, people will say, look, Dr. Dahlia, when assault happens, most people remember everything about the day. Actually, no. That's not true. Your brain will capture certain memories of it. And a lot of the other stuff around there will be fuzzy, especially if you weren't paying attention. So for those of us who were assaulted, we remember the assailant. We remember the type of the assault, but a lot of the details, you know, leading up to it, we don't because we weren't paying attention. Many of us, when that kind of stuff happened when we had our guard down. We were just kind of doing daily activities or doing our thing, and then all of a sudden, boom, it happened. So, in being devil's advocate, if Dr. Ford doesn't remember all the details, right, but she has a specific detail of Kavanaugh, that could technically happen. The problem is nothing else was offered. Nothing else was no time for it. Things just didn't make sense. And so people are calling for investigations, but we don't know when this party happened. We don't know where this party happened. We don't know who was there. And so, maybe something did happen to her. You know, maybe it did. And that's you know, it's horrible. It's tragic. But to say with 100% certainty it was somebody, with that much certainty, and never being brought up, even when it was an issue, and then when she did bring it up, and it was documented, years later she says, well, what was documented was wrong. Apparently in the doctor's notes, it was four people who assaulted her, and not just the two. And here we are years later saying, no, it was the two, Kavanaugh and Judge. And four people assaulting you, again, very horrifying, and if that happened to her, well, that's what she told her doctor years ago. That's frightening. Four people, you can't get out of it. I mean, you could be gang raped by two. Four people on top of you. Holding you down, but it didn't sound like that happened. Thank God it didn't happen. But that's a big difference. And, you know, people say, well, medical providers make mistakes. We may make mistakes in our documentation. Absolutely. You know, I may be writing Claritin, 10 milligrams, and I may forget to write once a day. I'm not going to mess up with 10 milligrams because Claritin comes 10 milligrams. But I might forget to say, well, once daily, because I'm assuming, well, everybody else knows that Claritin is once a day. If I'm documenting an assault and knowing that I, as a medical provider, my records will be used in a court of law, if I have a patient talk to me about assault, I am reiterating what they tell me to make sure that my record is exact. So if her doctor or therapist put four men were there, did the story change? And then if there is a memory lapse or a memory issue, that's pretty important. I mean, you know, a sexual allegation is a serious one. A very, very serious one. It's serious for the victim, and it's serious for the one who was accused. And people who are accused, even if they were innocent, always have that by their name. Let's say Kavanaugh, you know, gets advanced to the Supreme Court. He will always, just like Clarence Thomas, be associated with a quote-unquote sex crime that he might not have even been a part of. That's how devastating that term is. And we need to teach society that if that term is going to be thrown around and wielded and used and accused, there has to be a better process than the one that we just saw. Now, assault does happen. Happens a lot. Sometimes it's we used to call it in the olden days somebody getting frisky, somebody being handsy. Handsy was the term. I never liked that term. Well, he's handsy. I remember I dated a guy that everybody said, you shouldn't have dated him. He's an octopus. Yes, hands were everywhere. And it was, you know, that date didn't go well. And I was like, oh, heck to the no. I'm done. And you don't like it. I mean, as a woman, you don't like somebody touching your boobs. You don't like somebody touching you without your consent. But unfortunately, it was a very, very common occurrence where somebody would be handsy and touch what they could. I mean, we all saw Grease. Right? Here's John Travolta trying to touch a boobie. And Sandy had to stop it. Now, what did Sandy do, or Sandra D, do in Greece? Did she come back 30 years later and try to ruin John Travolta's life? You know, I wonder if actors can sue other actors for their boobies being touched in a film, because they could say they were coerced by the director. I wonder if that's going to be the next thing. So, you know, the good that's coming out of this, and it's very hard to find a silver lining, is we now are having discourses. People who have been assaulted feel like they can finally talk about it. A lot of people are dealing with what they've dealt with. I was able to open up, so that's good. The other thing, too, is I think many guys now are going to not be so handsy. Maybe women are going to now watch themselves. Don't be grabbing people's butts. Don't be doing that kind of stuff, because that's assault, and women are next in terms of being accused. But the bad is we do not have a system in place where if somebody thinks or wants to claim that somebody did something, all the burden of proof and guilt is on the accusee. And then they become victimized. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad.
you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this is kind of scary. This is a HIV transmission that happened between a father and a son, and it's kind of freaking people out because the father had a blister. This is probably one of the rarest forms of ways to get HIV. But a baby was just a couple days old when he contracted HIV from his father. Because he had a leaking lesion on his skin. Now, the kid is 9 years old, has been the subject of a lengthy investigation since he was diagnosed, because people thought he was sexually abused. His father is HIV positive, but the mother is not. Now, researchers across Portugal and phylogenetics expert in the U.S. performed physical and genetical analyses mapping out HIV samples for both father and son. Both have not been identified. They've, you know, been anonymous. And they concluded the boy had no signs of sexual abuse, and his virus appeared to have entered his system within the first few days of life. Now, some of you will say, well, why didn't the father cover up his... The father didn't know he had HIV. The father had not known he had HIV. By process of elimination, they conclude that the father must have passed the infection to the boy via fluid from an open blister on his skin. Researchers say the incredibly unusual case is hardly something that the general public should fear, but it reminds the scientific community that the virus can be transmitted in unexpected ways. Dr. Thomas Leitner, the U.S. scientist on the case, told Daily Mail this is very unusual. It shows us that it's not something that will have a large impact on the HIV epidemic, but it does show us that there are unusual ways of transmission. Now, the child was diagnosed with HIV at the age of 4 in 2013. By then, the father had been, you know, found his HIV, had known his HIV status. So, we've known that you could pass HIV through blood, but we are talking about a kid and infant skin that got exposed to something maybe on his skin. And so that means there could be a skin-to-fluid transmission. And the average dad does not let a kid's mouth or a kid's open wound touch their open wound. So that's why this is pretty significant. HIV has been known to be passed blood to another port that gets into your blood. So if you're having sex, whether it's rectal sex, vaginal sex, you could transmit it sexually. You could also transmit it through microtears, through IV drug use, contaminated blood product, breastfeeding. So the child could ingest the HIV from the milk or be exposed through the mouth. So, but skin on skin, no. That's new. There was one case decades ago where two twins were playing and one had HIV, the other one didn't. And they kept monitoring the kid because I guess mom had HIV. And then later the kid ended up turning positive. And so they were debating, was it a latent HIV that turned up positive in the kid and the kid always had it, or did the kid get it from playing with the other twin? Now, I told you guys when I was in school that I had asked my virologist in undergrad, and then I asked my medical school teacher in medical school, if HIV could ever be transmitted respiratorily. Could it ever become airborne? And both, without my finishing my sentence, said yes. Now, thank God, here we are in the year 2018, and that hasn't happened. We haven't seen airborne HIV. But if your skin could, you know, touch something and there'd be HIV on there, and HIV lives, what, maybe 4 minutes on inanimate objects? Either A, we've underestimated HIV in that respect, or B, it's mutating to be more resilient. And that's concerning. You know, there was a time when we really didn't see a lot of heterosexuals get HIV. It was more in the homosexual population and IV drug use population. I had met one woman, took care of her, who had HIV, and she had received it from IV drug use. But now we're finding that's not true. We are seeing a huge rise in HIV-infected individuals who are heterosexual. And in women. Women are some of the highest, one of the largest numbers worldwide now being affected. Now, there was something that happened in the NHS. This happened in England with contaminated blood. Let me see if I could pull that up. But this is something that, let me see if I could pull this up. I apologize. I haven't been able to read the article yet, but apparently there's a contaminated blood scandal. And the government has had to apologize. Now, this happened years ago. But there was an inquiry that started earlier this week looking at England's NHS patients who were given infected blood products during the 1970s and 1980s. And it has been called the worst ever NHS treatment disaster. They say the infections have had a devastating impact on individuals and their families, and the government is now expressing sorrow and regret as this inquiry has come to light. So apparently, they look back at some of these people, and there were testimonies from people infected with HIV and hepatitis. One man described how he lost his entire life after finding out at the age of 43 that he had been infected with hepatitis C when he was a child. He was given an injection of blood products when he was 8 for a swollen knee that was misdiagnosed as hemophilia. He said, I lost everything. I lost my whole life. The day I found out, everything ended. And then another woman said she became infected with HIV through her husband, who was a hemophiliac, who had been given contaminated blood. They were found out. They were stunned. So, you know, in the 80s, they were testing blood. But we in America, we started to limit who could donate blood. Once we started to fear HIV, we really severely limited who could donate blood. We didn't allow, obviously, anybody ever use drugs, anybody who had sex with men. That, unfortunately, we still have, despite our rigorous testing, we still have that rule. If you've had sex with a man within a year and you're male, you cannot donate blood. Personally, I think that rule now needs to be overturned because we now test everybody we test all blood for HIV, and I can't tell you how many people will cheat, may have a menage a trois, and engage in some homosexual activity, but their wives don't know. And they go to donate blood with their wife, and they say, of course not. So we have to assume that the average person is lying. So just to say, all right, well, you know, if you've had sex with a man and you're male, don't donate blood. You know, no, some people that do that, you know, and they want their sexual practices kept quiet, they're not going to be forthcoming. They could be married with kids. They could be worried about their career or some backlash, which is a shame that there's still backlash that exists for that. That shouldn't be. But if we can't tell if people are lying or being truthful, we have to screen for the blood anyway. So in England, they believe 5,000 people with hemophilia and other bleeding disorders were infected with HIV and hepatitis over a period of more than 20 years. 25 of them, so half, died. And they had been injected with blood products to help a blood clot. So, the UK has been struggling to keep up with demand for treatment. They've had to actually import supplies from the U.S. to treat hepatitis and HIV. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327. You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.